Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. We are traveling across the Atlantic with our guest today. We're going to talk about video and how you can use it to grow your business as a financial services professional. Our guest today is Robin Powell, who's a journalist and a financial educator. And we're going to put a mess of links, just so all of you know, in our show notes, because you have to see, one, the quality, two, the type of video, audio, blogging, all of the things that Robin and his team does. It's really, really, really remarkable. So, Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. That's a very generous introduction there, Matt. I hope I can live up to that.
Well, in talking to you already, I have a feeling that our listeners are going to be really excited. We're going to talk a lot more about video today because that's one of the things that you specialize in helping advisors do. And I'm going to just come right out of the gate and ask you the million-dollar question. Isn't video just too cumbersome and expensive to execute for the normal advisor on the street?
Well, I think you have to row back a little bit and ask, you know, what is the best way to communicate as an advisor with your clients? And you know, the written word is one way. Audio podcasting is another very powerful medium, you know, which you execute brilliantly yourself. All the evidence suggests, though, that the combination of words and, you know, moving images is hugely effective. It drives far much more traffic to your site. People are far much more likely to remember what you say, which is really important. And I just don't think advisors use video enough. When you say cumbersome, not really sure what you mean by that, because, you know, clearly if you do everything yourself, if you buy all the equipment, the camera equipment, the editing equipment and lighting and so on, that can become quite sort of complicated and it can become very time consuming. As far as the expense is concerned, yes, video marketing can be expensive, but there are ways of making it affordable. And given what I said earlier about the advantages to advisors of using video, it really is a price worth paying.
Let's keep unpacking all of that. I absolutely agree with you. We are partial to podcasting, and mostly, and we were talking about this before we went live, is we have yet to find a way, Robin, to execute this or to even teach our audience and our advisors how to do video in a way that is cost effective. But I want to hover on cost effectiveness because the return on investment with video is way higher because I'm getting to know you as the audience. I'm getting to see you, feel you, look at you, see your micro expressions, experience what it's like to be in the room with you, generally from many miles away and, you know, in via a screen. So talk a little bit before we get to how advisors can do this, maybe themselves. Let's talk about how do you help advisors prepare themselves to get on screen so that they can communicate what they need to communicate to make that massive impact?
Well, first thing to say is that there are lots of different types of video content. I mean, the advisor doesn't actually need to appear in the video content at all. Oh. I mean, I happen to think there is a strong case for using many different types of video. And yes, definitely, there is an advantage to the advisor or indeed, you know, if you've got several advisors in your firm, having everyone at some stage appear in some kind of video content. I loved your podcast interview with the great Michael Kitchers the other day, and something that Michael believes strongly in is the importance of all the advisors in a firm appearing in a video, so that I think his firm's called Pinnacle. It's near Washington, D.C. And basically, he says that by the time clients arrange that first meeting, they've already decided which advisor in the firm it is they want to speak to, because they've already connected with them on video and they've thought, yeah, I like the sound of James or John or Mary or whoever it is who they've seen on video. Yeah, it is important that advisors do appear in their videos, but they don't need to appear in all of them. And as far as preparing them is concerned, I mean, I think part of it is really just sort of working on their confidence. I think that advisors assume that it's going to be harder and more of an ordeal than it actually turns out to be. Interviewers like me and like yourself, Matt, I mean, we just want people to be themselves and to come over naturally. And it pretty much is as simple as that, really.
I love it when advisors, when we're able to break down appearances and get them to be who they are. And when that happens, the content is way better. Mm. They communicate more effectively. And it really, again, just like you said, with Michael's firm and all of their videos, the people really do get to know you. But you said something, and man, what I don't know about video could fill up this entire podcast. It's probably going to be a longer podcast. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. You just said that there are different types of video. When I think of video, the first thing that I think about is that not extreme close up, but that bust shot, right, of the advisor's face, you know, talking and maybe some images intertwined. Can you talk about the different types of video that advisors can use?
Okay, as a company, we specialize in broadcast style video content, and really that's a result of the fact that I spent many years working in television as a journalist and as a producer and documentary maker, so a lot of our content is what I would call kind of news and current affairs style. So, for example, we'll be making a film about a particular firm. We'll actually want to go along, film the advisors, record interviews with them, but also maybe see them in their home setting. I'm a great believer in advisors talking about themselves as personalities and enabling their clients to get a feel for who they are as individuals. So maybe see them, you know, doing what they like doing. We got clients who fly fish, for example. You know, what a great way to kind of illustrate their sort of belief in financial planning and helping clients to lead the lives they want to lead by actually showing that they walk the walk as well as talk the talk, and they know how to, you know, enjoy life outside of work as well, and so on. So we tend to focus more on that kind of content. The sort of video you're describing is more of a kind of basic video podcasting, which, don't get me wrong, still has an important role to play. A lot of that, frankly, can be done, you know, simply on your own with your own small camera, even an iPhone, just really soon. I'm going to just stop there if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on a second.
That can be done really simply. I mean, even with an iPhone, I mean, the standard of the cameras on these iPhones is sort of staggering now. Not just iPhones, of course, but our access to affordable technology has never been greater. So yeah, there is a role for that kind of video content as well. I must say, it's not the kind of content that we specialize in ourselves.
Magnificent. Should an advisor start with that kind of content? so they're a little bit more comfortable in front of the camera before they would hire a firm like yours?
I mean, there are so many different ways of doing it. I mean, some of the most successful projects that we've been involved in with advisors have been real sort of massive statement projects, like, you know, making a whole documentary, for example, about financial planning or about investing. You may know that we produced a long form film for a firm in California called Index Fund Advisors. And it's based on a book written by the founder of IFA.com, Mark Hebner, the 12-step recovery program for active investors. And yeah, you can find it online by visiting indexfundsthemovie.com. Wasn't my choice of title, I hasten to add. But that is a very effective way of driving traffic to your site by having a landmark piece of content that, frankly, you know, it is the kind of content that you would expect to see on CBS or, you know, sort of public broadcasting, for example, in America, or you just see on the BBC here mm-hmm. in the UK, something that is of a really, really high quality. So, but yeah, you know, another way of doing it is to start simply with your own sort of advisor talking to camera type podcasts. I suppose what you have to remember with those is, and I'm sure you have this experience, I certainly did myself, not many people watch you in those early days. So, again, that's another reason for really, you know, going for a, as I say, a real sort of statement piece of content like a video documentary.
The Index Funds, or indexfundsthemovie.com, in preparation for the podcast and interviewing you today, I was on the website. We will make sure that that is in the show notes. It is remarkable. It, not just the content, because the content I thought was very, very good. I do like the 12-step recovery program for active investors. I liked the, you know, the kind of the tag there. But the quality is it's like I happen to love to watch documentaries, and it is the highest quality documentary. And you're right, this is exactly what, you know, you'd find on Netflix published by the BBC. You know, it's almost to the point of doing things like Planet Earth or you know, some of those great movies and documentaries that I happen to adore and my wife actually uses in school. I could see this being used from an educational standpoint in a university to help people truly understand these different pieces.
So, sorry to interrupt, I'm going to cut across you there, Matt. It is actually being used in educational establishments. We made another film here in the UK called How to Win the Loser's Game. And we were approached by several universities saying, you know, can we use this content in our courses? And it's great to see this content being used. You know, it's kind of you to compare us to the likes of Planet Earth. I mean, it's in terms of budget and so on. You know, it's on a much, much more modest scale than a production like that. I mean, clearly, you know, we have to make content that advice firms can afford, mm-hmm. basically. So, yeah, you know, you have to be realistic and. It's kind of you to compare us to the likes of Planet Earth. Actually, in terms of the budget and so on, it's actually much, much more modest than that. But, you know, films like How to Win the Loser's Game, Index Funds the Movie, we've made another one called Investing the Evidence here in the UK. And actually, hot off the press, I can reveal that in the next few weeks, we're going to be launching a US version of Investing the Evidence. These sorts of films, you know, they really do have an impact.
Let's talk about the process. So we have a listener, which I'm sure we're going to have many, who are wildly interested in hiring your firm to help them produce anything like this at all. And as soon as they click on stuff, they're really going to see it's hard, obviously, to communicate that effectively via just your voice. But I am hoping that our audience could tell in my excitement there, you know, how wonderful this stuff is. But if they want to, Robin, if they want to hire your firm to help, can you talk a little bit about the process? I'm really fascinated by, since you've had such a long history of documentaries and of being on television, you're a pro at this. How do you walk somebody through from really beginning to the shoot? And then do you also help them get it out there? Would you mind walking us through that process?
Yeah, I mean, you have to start with a strategy. I mean, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just put a piece of educational content out there to attract interest in your company? I mean, in the real world, of course, advice companies are looking for client acquisition as well, and they're hoping that prospects will see this and see the thought leadership that these kind of projects generate, and will then make them more likely to want to hire you as a firm. So that would be really the starting point. You know, we would find out what they actually want. It might be that, you know, a full blown documentary, a 50-minute documentary, say broken down into 10 parts, is like a you know, sledgehammer to crack a nut. And actually, what they need is just something far simpler. And maybe it's just like a short 4-minute film, for example, or even shorter. Maybe it's a maybe it's not a documentary, news and current affairs style kind of treatment at all. Maybe it's a series of infographic videos, for example. So yeah, we would find the kind of best kind of treatment to deliver the results that firm is looking to achieve. Then we would look at, you know, who goes in the film. Ideally, as I said before, I think it's great if the advisor themselves, or certainly representative of the firm, or a number of them, can appear in the film themselves. But you know, who else is going to go in there? I mean, we have about 100 hours of interviews with experts in investing, academics, authors, journalists, who have given their consent for their interviews to be used in educational content. And it's something we take very seriously. I mean, it's a real honor, for example, we've interviewed Nobel Prize winning economists and so on. And it's a real honor for somebody like Harry Markowitz, for example, to say, you know, I'm happy for you to use my interview in educational films for advisors. And so we are quite choosy in who we work with. My background is very much as a journalist in evidence-based investing. You know, what the evidence actually tells us about the best way to invest. I'm not a big fan, I must tell you, Matt, of actively managed funds, of market timing, of stock selection, and all this kind of stuff. I'm pretty scornful of kind of in a sense of the kind of product pushers in this industry, and advisors who kind of give the impression that they can beat the market and that they know just the funds that are going to outperform in the future and so on. So there is a kind of a little bit of a kind of selection process, and there are some firms that we choose not to work with simply because they don't share that philosophy. If they are evidence-based, as I say, we have a number of really high quality interviews with some really sort of key senior people who we can edit into those films.
Time frame. Help us understand, if you do decide to take them on and they're going to do something a little bit more involved than just a 3 to 4 minute small short video. If they were going to make something longer, how is there a formula, like if it's 30 minutes, it's going to take X, or
Well, we're you know a fairly small team. We've got about six or seven of us in our studios in based in the UK, and we take on a trusted team of freelancers as and when we need them. So it largely depends on the sort of how much work we've actually got on. But people are pleasantly surprised when we tell them how soon generally we can deliver a project. My background is very much in news. So I was used to deciding in the morning what story we were going to cover, going out, shooting it, editing it, getting on the lunchtime news, you know, going out in the afternoon, getting some more interviews, getting on the tea time news and so on, you know, reaching and achieving very tight deadlines. And we've kind of developed that kind of television news sort of approach to our work with advice firms. That said, I mean, something like How to Win the Loser's Game, that probably took about 3 months, something like that. Not obviously working on it all the time, but in terms of delivering a film like that, you're probably talking about sort of, 2 to 3 months, really. Yeah, I mean, clearly, shorter projects can be done, you know, in sort of 10 days, something like that. But for a longer film, you're talking about 3 months.
As we were preparing for the podcast, you had said that you do video podcasting. Talk about that a little bit, will you?
Okay, well, we saw a kind of gap in the market for, you know, regular video podcasts. I mean, anyone who knows anything about content marketing knows that you need to, first of all, have a quality content that people want to watch and engage with and share. But secondly, you also need quite a lot of it. You need to put it out regularly. You need to persevere. I get so frustrated with firms who, you know, will just make one video and think, you know, that's enough, and just stick it on their own page and, you know, ask a few months later, well, why aren't people coming to us? You know, a homepage video is really just the start. You need to be putting out regular video content. So what we do is we produce either one or two video podcasts a month. I generally present them. They don't need to be presented by me. They can be presented by the advisor if necessary. And each one looks at a different aspect of investing, particularly evidence-based investing, financial planning, financial well-being. And for those, we use our that library of expert interviews that I told you about earlier. That's a very popular way for advisors of producing regular, high-quality, cost-effective content.
When you're doing those, how often are you telling your advisors that they need to do interject or put in there something a little bit more personal than just talking about financial services? Do you have a formula for that with more regular produced content?
Well, yeah. This was, again, something that Michael Kitcher said in the interview that he gave to you. And I absolutely agree with him that you cannot be talking about investing all the time. Quite apart from anything else, there is a kind of limit to people's interest in investing, frankly. And you know, the intricacies of the stock market and so on. So you do need to produce content about other things. That said, the video podcasts, because they're produced for a number of clients around the world, they tend to be about those subjects I mentioned: investing, financial well-being, financial planning. The kind of off-piste stuff, if we can call it that, is more bespoke, is more custom-made. So, for example, you know, I gave you the example of one of our clients who's into fly fishing, for example. So, you know, that's a good example of where we might focus on something completely different to investing. A lot of firms have a niche, for example, you know, maybe they work with small businesses. well, why don't you produce some content around around building up a small business and or maybe preparing a small business for sale. So that kind of non-investing content is really, really important.
Yeah. I had a really good time interviewing Michael. Him and I have known each other and have been digital friends for almost 10 years now. And it's unbelievable what it's not unbelievable because he's a hard worker, but it's amazing what he has built in his thought leadership. And my team, when they listened to the podcast, were saying, wow, we could learn a lot from that guy. And I said, yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to have him on the show. So, all right, to wrap things up today, if you were to give just a couple of pieces of advice in using video to communicate who you are, what you do, and what makes you unique and different to clients and prospects, what would you want to tell advisors?
First of all, I mean, just picking up on that last point, and you know, Michael said when he started his blog, and he does some video, Michael, but he mainly does audio podcasts and written long form blogs. But you know, you've got to be realistic. Not many people are going to take any notice for the first year or two. It's frankly, financial advisors of all people should know this, that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's about compound returns, just like investing. You know, you're putting little bits away in the bank all the time, or, you know, in an investment all the time, regularly for a long time. This is a long term commitment. Don't think that it's going to be like a one hit, or you're just going to have like a 6 month campaign and all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, the most popular, you know, financial advisor in your state or whatever, or you're going to go to the top of the Google rankings. It doesn't work like that. So that's probably the first piece of advice I would give. I think you asked for two. And the second one in that case would be, the content on its own is not enough. You know, the content is important, but you've got to get it out there. You can have the funniest, the smartest, the most interesting content in the world, but if it doesn't reach the right people, then you're completely wasting your precious time and resource. So you've got to find a way of getting it out there. And the best way to do that is, and again, I can hear Michael or see Michael nodding at this. You have to use social media. And again, there are so many firms that have great content, but aren't active on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and so on. And yeah, you can't have one without the other.
Robin, thank you so much for taking time today to talk to our audience about something that is a pressing issue that needs to be addressed. Using video appropriately, using social media, coming up with regular content. And of course, my personal favorite piece of advice you just gave there is you have to be patient. We do have advisors who will say to us, you know, so when am I going to get leads from this? Really? Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe soon, but not really, probably 9 to 12 months before you really start getting traction. And they're like, wow, that's a long time. It is a long time, but marketing is a long haul. Marketing isn't, you know, they're so used to seminar marketing, right? Where it's A plus B equals C. I spend $30,000, I buy a bunch of dinners, and I get 5 clients. Content marketing doesn't work that way, but it's much more effective, as I believe you believe, and it's also a much more cost-effective way to build relationships that are going to be stickier over time. Fair statement?
And the other thing to say is that it's not just about lead generation. Yeah. You know, that's not the only reason why we do content marketing. It is about, as advisors, it's about educating clients. Mm-hmm. It's about controlling their behavior and putting out appropriate content, for example, when markets start to wobble, and keeping them in their seats and helping them not to panic and so on. It's not just about client acquisition. It's about client retention and offering a better service and experience to your existing clients. Yeah, we all want new clients as well, but you know, let's think about the ones we already have.
Robin Powell, thank you very much for your time today.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
So we crossed the Atlantic today to interview Robin Powell, journalist and financial educator. We're going to have a whole bunch of really awesome links in our show notes so that you can see some examples of the different stuff that Robin's worked on over the years. And if you want to get video, if you want to try to find a way to communicate visually, either whether video podcasts, whether it is a longer form thing, Robin, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Email PowellRJ at me.com. Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L-R-J at me.com. DM me on Twitter at Robin J. Powell, R-O-B-I-N-J Powell. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
If you know another advisor or financial services professional who would love to have a chance to shoot some video, please make sure you share this podcast with them. And it's even easier to share the podcast after you have subscribed to the podcast by clicking that subscribe now button below. For Robin Powell and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.